It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrage. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, there's been a lot of buzz over the past several days about Tina Fey's portrayal of Sarah Palin on Saturday Night Live. Now, I believe it was Tina Fey's return to the show after several months off. And it's funny. There's been a lot of buzz about it. People are talking about it all over the internet. There's already been a lot of rumors of her reprising the role on a future SNL. And so the real question I have is, why is it fun to make fun of potential MILF VP candidates?
Well, it's a good question, Devin.
Isn't it?
That's
a question that I don't think has been asked anywhere.
If we had posed that to, like, let's say, oh, I don't know, Aristotle, you know, back in the day, you know, old school here, I didn't think he would have struggled. You know, I mean,
it's not an easy question to answer.
It's not. I mean, Plato would have been having issues with virtue and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to have to step in their shoes, I guess, and try to figure this out. I'm going to say, I don't know. It's fun.
It's
fun. And the thing is, though, Tina Fey looks freakily like Sarah Palin. It's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was sort of a natural thing to do. So, I mean, I think it's as much the look as anything else in that situation.
That's very true. And she just had a kid.
Yeah.
And Sarah Palin, I think, has had five.
Yeah.
And her teenage daughter is about to have a kid.
That's
right. There are parallels there.
That's right.
In more ways than one.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see if she reprises the role before November election, before it concludes. When do we elect?
Yeah,
November 4th?
Yeah. Something
November,
like that.
November 4th, 7th, whatever.
We'll know when it comes up.
Exactly. When they say vote, you know, we'll say okay,
right.
and we'll stay in bed.
Right.
And speaking of Sarah Palin, you know, as we know, she is from Alaska.
Yes.
And it's actually sparked a lot of debate. Can you see Russia from Alaska? And Mike and Nev have done research.
Wow.
And the answer is yes.
Yes, we can.
Russia and Alaska are divided by the Bering Strait, which is about 55 miles at its narrowest point. In the middle of the Bering Strait are two small, sparsely populated islands, Big Diomede, which sits in Russian territory, and Little Diomede, which is part of the United States.
Mm.
At their closest, these two islands are mere less than 2.5 miles apart, which means that on a clear day, you can definitely see one from the other. So, Mike, you can see Russia from Alaska.
Thank you, Slate. Thank you, Slate Magazine. Is that a magazine?
Slate Magazine?
Well, what you got that from? It says Slate on it.
Oh, the thing I'm reading from is called Slate.
Oh, it's from Slate.com. Okay.
Slate.com. I've never heard of it.
Whatever.
The article was written by Nina Shin Rastogi.
Okay.
This segment has run its course.
Yeah.
Moving
well, but
on.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm really glad, though, that we've been able to impart knowledge on people about, you know, the fact that you can really see Russia from Alaska.
Not just knowledge, geographical knowledge, you know.
Best kind.
The best use
or
of it.
Maybe the most boring kind.
Either way.
Whichever way.
It works.
Yeah, okay.
And in sort of keeping with the whole Russia from Alaska Saturday Night Live theme we got going on here, Amy Poehler, a longtime actress on the show, she announced recently that she was going to be leaving Saturday Night Live to pursue other things.
Yeah.
And she also had a kid, or about to have a kid, for whatever.
Oh, is that right?
That's
okay.
Her. She's pregnant. She's
okay.
About to, I don't know why we're throwing that in there, but for whatever.
Well, so again, continue with the pregnancy.
It's true. There's
Russia,
a lot
Alaska
of parallel
theme.
Things that I've not really thought of until now. It's like, we don't plan these things either. Just kind of.
It's fate.
It is fate.
The universe.
It comes together.
Yeah.
It comes together.
Absolutely.
So, but it is interesting. So she's going to be leaving, and she's done a couple of a big, you know, Hollywood films. She's done Blades of Glory, which starred Will Ferrell, and she also did a little more recently Baby Mama, which starred Tina Fey and Greg Kinnear. I don't know if you saw that
movie. I had forgotten about that film. I have not seen it.
No. And she was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought she was good in both movies, but she did not carry both movies and really didn't kind of add. So it really kind of begs the question. Saturday Night Live, we were talking before the podcast, has had a lot of great actors and actresses, you know, on the show. You've had Dan Aykroyd, you've had Eddie Murphy, you've had Will Ferrell, Mike Myers. Tina Fey's been making more of a name for herself.
Bill Murray.
I mean, so there's a lot of big names out there. Yeah. Can Amy Poehler...
Chevy Chase
was on the team? Oh, yeah. See, I don't watch the show, so I really don't know.
He was the one who said the first welcome, you know, live from New York at Saturday Night.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know. Mm-hmm. I like Chevy Chase. What is he doing these days?
Good question.
What? I mean, because I think because the National Lampoon's has had to run its course.
Oh, it's done. I mean, it's Van Wilder, you know, sort of taking it over. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the new thing.
He was in a film with was he in a Van Wilder movie? He was in a bit part of something. He played a doctor who had issues with a gambling problem, and he was going to bet the money that they gave him for the operation on the horse racing track, and the guy was going to die who needed a heart, and I don't know where I'm going with this. But anyways, so we'll find out what Chevy Chase is doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so can't Amy Poehler kind of also make that jump to be a big Hollywood star like a lot of the actors and actresses that we previously named?
Well, you know, the thing about Saturday Night Live is there are a couple of factors here. For one thing, there are movies that come out that are based off and on, you know, gags. I mean, like, you know, Night at the Roxbury, that kind of thing.
True.
So, you know, I mean, I hate to say this. I have not been keeping up with Saturday Night Live as much as I perhaps should. So I don't know if she's been, like, a recurring character or anything. But if she has, she's got a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true.
So that's cool. We'll have to see. You know, I mean, you certainly don't hear her name spoken in the same, you know, well... Reverend. Maybe that's too strong a word.
I like
that's too strong an adjective. But anyways, you know, the reverent tones is like, say, a Bill Murray or a Tina Fey or any or Eddie Murphy or anyone like that. But you never know. Could be a hidden treasure.
I don't think anyone expected anything from Will Ferrell.
No.
And just kind of, and he's really kind of come on and, you know, making dumb movies, but making a lot of money doing it.
Yeah.
So maybe Amy Poehler will follow in those big footsteps.
We shall see.
And we always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. You can write us at mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And Mike, this week's letter comes from Mark in Montana. And what's funny about Mark is that he also kind of talks about Sarah Palin. You know, we talked about her on last week's podcast. Went kind of in-depth, got a little heated there
at one point.
And he had something to say about that segment. And Mark in Montana writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, grow up, little boys. There's more to life than caring about whether someone is hot or not.
Okay.
I hope you're not old enough to vote."
Wow.
And that's from Mark in Montana.
Wow.
And here's what's interesting about this.
Okay.
Mark is obviously living amongst the trees. Because, Mark, if you're listening, if you think that there are people out there who will not vote based on Sarah Palin's hotness, in other words, you know, if you think that people are not going to vote, what am I saying here? I'm not sure.
But you know what? I just want to say to Mark, first off, it's the right way to put this. His argumentative skills are clearly very strong. You know, using the little boys motif.
That hurts.
Well, you know what? It doesn't hurt me because it instantly shows a sign of insecurity, a sign of immaturity as well.
A sign of a small penis. Let's just say for what it is.
Okay. Mark Montana has a small penis. I wasn't getting that image, but that's if you want to go there now,
you
that's
know,
great.
I say it.
Okay, cool. But you know, but the thing is it's just you know, the instant you hear that, see, I love hate mail because it just instantly shows the intelligence level
of people
who do it. You know, there's fun hate mail and then there's hate mail, I guess if that's hate mail, like that. You know,
true.
So Mark, thanks. Keep trucking, I guess?
I guess, because Mark, let's face it, I think what I was trying to say earlier, if Mark thinks that people are only going to vote based on a person's qualification in this election, then he's just kidding himself.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there who are going to make their vote based on Sarah Palin's looks. That's just reality,
Absolutely.
Mark. You know, so Mark, we are old enough to vote, and I hope you're old enough to jump off a cliff, because you're just dumb. Anyways, on that happy note, I think this is going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Don't forget to check us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Irish Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's the Things That Matter.